By the way, you know, the song, come on, let's sing it together. We three kings of Orient are. Isn't that the gospel truth? I mean, that's the hymn, right? Yeah, no, no. And by the way, what's the next line? Bearing gifts, they travel afar. Do you know that the Bible does say that the wise men must have come from a fire? Actually, I messed up that joke, sorry. They smelled like smoke. Why? Because they came from afar. There we go. Thank you for gracing me with your laughter. Well, magi is translated wise men or astrologers and has nothing to do with kings. Has nothing to do with kings. They're wise men or astrologers. It's a designated priestly class of Persian or Babylonian experts in the occult, such as astrology and the interpretation of dreams. That's who these men were. All right? So how many magi went to visit the baby Jesus? How many wise men were there? Three. That's your story and you're sticking to it, aren't you? Well, let's just see. Why? There you go, more than one. Of course, isn't that... it's kind of like government intelligence, wise men. Anyway. Well, but I am one, so, you know. All right. Matthew 2, we've already read that. It just says that wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. If we move on to 7 and 8, verses 7 and 8, then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time of the star. And then 11 and 12, it says, on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And then they, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So really, you're right. I mean, we are not sure how many wise men there were. And if you're having trouble with who they were, think of the power of these men having no knowledge, not of the men. Think of the power of them coming to visit the baby Jesus. These men who had no knowledge of Jewish scripture, they were just, I'm sure, very rich men who came from the east, who read the stars, interpreted their dreams, and they said, we want to come and visit the king of the Hebrew people who's born tonight. We followed this star. Think of the power in that for a minute. There is no, they don't know anything about Jewish scripture. So, you know, that's the power in the message of them coming to, and also, if you think about it, they probably had hundreds of people that followed them and came to visit Jesus. They would have brought their families. They would have brought their servants. And probably their servants had servants. You see what I mean? Hundreds of people probably more than likely would have come to visit this baby. All right, so when did the wise men visit Jesus? When did the wise men visit Jesus? You're cheating. Now, wait a minute. In our manger scene, the wise men are standing right there in the manger scene. Isn't your all's manger scene that way? Some of you may be fancy and call it creche. But, you know, manger scene, all right? Well, if we read chapter 2 verse 11, for years, I just read over this partial sentence. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Well, you're exactly right. It depends on the star.